Hitting the grill, coming up with the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, on the way at 4:30, right after the game, known as Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, are you sober or not sober?
I am medically not sober.
All right. Jess, you're going to beat one in a race. All these animals basically run the same speed as humans. So you're going to try to beat a chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel.
I'm going to take the chicken. I would even house that chicken if it were trying to attack me. And I bet I could definitely outrun the chicken.
Okay. All right. Chicken can run 50 miles an hour.
Put my money on the chicken.
Me too.
All right, Jess, here is your question. Shannon Hoon was the lead singer of what band before he died of a drug overdose?
Can you repeat his first name, please?
Shannon. Shannon Hoon.
Shannon. Oh, gosh. The Who's? I don't know, honestly. I really don't.
We just played the band Blind Melon.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it when the song came on. I'm like, this is honestly the next question I have in line. But yeah. All right, your question. What is the last name of the family at the center of the TV show Yellowstone?
Sam Elliott?
That is an actor, but it's the Dutton family.
The Dutton Ranch.
I was thinking of the wrong show.
Well, even if so, the name on the show, not the actual actor.
Yeah.
I'll help you walk through this, Jess. I got you.
Miles has got you, man. He's like your guide dog, your service animal.
I'm gonna
Yellowstone is not a show about Sam Elliott, for the record.
Yeah, just side note. Has anyone thought so? All right, your question. What vegetable grows fast enough that you can hear it?
Oh.
People make pie out of this, and I don't know what else.
Apples, but no, there's something that grows faster.
Than apples, yes.
Rhubarb?
Got it!
Boom!
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Wow!
Coming through!
You did it!
Man, oh,
holy
man.
Holy cow, man. Congratulations. That's awesome.
We are all very impressed and shocked.
We did not think that was going to happen.
No!
Anyway, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803.
Is that the only sweet vegetable pie?
It depends where you stand on sweet potatoes.
I was going to say
it's a starch, but is it a...
Until you said pie, I was going to say asparagus. Because it seems like when that pops, man, it just keeps...
I think it grows fast, but yeah, rhubarb, apparently, you can, if you listen closely, you can hear it grow.
Coming in. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803, Rob.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
Hello. Hola. Justin, sober or not sober?
So we're getting off the ferries.
Ah. Justin, our men's room poll. You're going to try to beat one in a race. You taking the chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I go with the giraffe for fun.
Yeah, I like the look on that.
Just the look.
You raced a giraffe. It just, you know, like, you look over, man, he looks at you like it's game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's go time.
Yes, that makes sense.
It's going to be fun.
It's all the reason to. I just feel like they have an unfair
like
advantage.
The squirrel's just like wiggling its tail.
With the super long legs, man. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, pig's smoking everybody.
Yeah, he might be a little clumsy, too.
All right. But here's my question, okay?
The old legs.
So, Miles, you were saying, look, you race a chicken. If it beats you, it's going to put its wings out, kick back its head. So, typically, when you watch a close race, right, the last thing they do is stick out their chin, right?
Just Oh, giraffe.
You're the giraffe, it's killing you.
Oh, man.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Right. He took three steps. He's already reached it. So it is where his feet are?
It's not.
He just needs to.
He's going to break the tape.
He's kicking everyone's ass.
In that theory, that might be right.
I'd probably get DQ'd, but in theory, if I was in front of him and he got even with me, could I just, like, dive on the ground to trip him? And then get up and keep going?
In foot racing, no.
Maybe you just put your hand in front of his head, you know, and push his ass back.
I just like the idea of him tripling, falling.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great for you.
Stupid giraffe.
All right, here is your question. About what percentage of the air you breathe is oxygen?
20%.
What was that?
20.
I'll give it to you. 21. Wow.
Damn. Right, you know, one and done.
Close enough.
Great job, Justin.
One and done with the big brain. Let's see here. Before we let you go, a 50-50 question. Which is hotter, the surface of the sun or the Earth's core?
Earth's core.
Man, oh, man. Okay. That was quick.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Montgomery!
Hola!
Corey, sober, not sober.
I am high as a giraffe's loquacious poussée.
Where in Kentucky are you getting this marijuana you speak of?
I don't think I can disclose that.
I kind of figured.
It might, yeah.
Be incriminating in a state like Kentucky.
Yeah, here, we're like, I went down to Sean Kemp's place.
Exactly.
Let's just say I know a farmer.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, good for you. I know a guy there, too. He just does beef. Anyway, men's room poll, you're going to beat one in a race. You taking a chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
Well, I am the chicken cowboy, so they don't stand a chance. They're fast, but not for very far, so I want to have fun racing a pig.
Race a pig. Okay, right. They are pretty quick, too.
What's the farthest you've had to chase a chicken?
Well, what usually happens is I have to get them back into the eggmobile, and they home back to where it was the night before. They have this weird homing device in their head, so it's more of short sprints than long distance.
Okay.
All right. Corey, when you get to slaughter in there, is there any chance we can throw you some cash and you could freeze dry some send us some beef?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that'll be coming up this fall.
All right.
I'm serious, remind us, man.
Yeah, whatever it costs, man, we'll throw you some cash.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Myers. Mm-hmm. Setting that up. All right, here is your question. How many layers is Earth's atmosphere divided into?
Man. I'm going to go with, like, 8.
Is it 6?
It is 5. The troposphere, which is the one that we live in and breathe in, followed by the stratosphere, mesosphere, thermosphere, and then finally the exosphere. Not to be confused with Cape Fear.
That'd be a good name for a band.
What's that?
Exosphere.
Exosphere?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Your question. The driest place on Earth is the Atacama Desert, located in what country?
Egypt.
Antarctica? Wait,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I was,
it's closer to Antarctica.
Australia?
It is in Chile.
Chile.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Atacama Desert, man. Okay. It is a dry, dry place.
Did not know that.
All right, the question, what was the world's first antibiotic?
Penicillin.
Boom. Oh, there you go, Corey. Yeah. Very good.
Later, nice guys.
Job. Yeah, man. See you, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
It never really tasted like bubblegum.
What's
when
that?
I was a kid, remember it was like pink?
Oh, the penicillin?
And it was like, oh no, it tastes like bubblegum. I don't think it ever did. I think it was just a way to get kids to drink it.
Yeah, tell kids it tastes like bubblegum to throw it down the throat. And by the time
drank that? Are you talking about Pepto-Bismol?
No, I know what Pepto is. And children, but I'm saying like amoxicillin or whatever used to come. Yeah. It was like pink.
Oh, not in my world. Yeah, I think it was just something else.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I don't remember that at all.
Now I got the pink stuff too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Throwing that pink stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Doesn't bother good. Hello. Anything to ail you.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jay, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober today.
All right, Jay. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay. Our poll. You're going to beat one in a race. You taking the chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
We're going chicken.
You're going chicken.
Chicken.
Okay, chickens.
Chicken.
I'm fired today.
No, I don't mind if it catches me.
That's a good point.
It's just embarrassing when you get your ass kicked by it.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I'd rather lose a foot race to a chicken than quote unquote get my ass kicked. What happened to you, man? Chicken, dude.
Chicken. Yeah.
Crazy.
Roosters are bastards, though.
They are.
They'll chase you around a yard and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I never felt bad about getting one back on my side.
Did you eat it?
When you killed the chicken?
Culled. We say culled.
That means killed, kids.
I did not eat him that night, but we did butcher him, and he was later used for a stew or a soup.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because rooster meat's usually a little tougher.
Yeah. Because they're tough.
Yeah.
All right. Multiple choice question for you. Apple, banana, orange, or peach? What was the first fruit eaten on the moon?
On the what? Can you repeat that?
Apple, banana, orange, or peach? What was the first fruit eaten on the moon?
Let's go peach.
How did you know
that?
Yeah, come on. How did you know that? Well, you would think just based on, like, the texture.
That would have been the last one, I guess.
Yeah, because you would think that would go mushy. A banana would go mushy. Apple, to me, would be the logical choice, just based on the fact
that's what I would have thought. But,
it's got, peach. You know, it's encased in.
Yeah. Hey, was that a one and done? That was one and done, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's a bonus.
Before we let you go, 50-50 question for you. Let's go back to the world of Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. True or false, Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was supposed to be black?
Let's go true.
Why wasn't he then?
He wasn't because the publisher told the author to change his race to white to appeal to white readers.
Oh.